From the GPB Newsroom, I'm Sophia Salaby in for Ricky Bevington. A federal judge is allowing the state to move forward with the removal of more than 300,000 registrations from the state's voter rolls. However, the judge will hold another hearing Thursday to decide whether to reinstate more than 100,000 of those names that are being canceled. Those are people who have not voted or had contact with elections officials for 7 years. Voting rights advocates, including Fair Fight Action, say in a filing the state is ignoring an updated version of the so-called Use It or Lose It law. That version, signed in April, gives people 9 years of inactivity before being purged. Georgia's Public Service Commission will vote on two rate hike requests this week for state utility companies. As GPB's Rothschild reports, the first decision is expected tomorrow.
First up is Georgia Power. If approved, it would be the utility's first increase since 2013 and go into effect over the next 3 years. Georgia Power says it needs more money to make storm repairs and improve its grid, among other things. But opponents say the increase would force low-income people to choose between paying their utility bill and other necessities. Next is Atlanta Gas Light, which hasn't had an increase since 2017. Officials say it needs funding for critical system improvements. The average AGL customer would see their bill go up by less than $4 a month. That case is scheduled for a vote on Thursday. For GPB News, I'm Ross Terrell in Atlanta.
Severe weather is headed towards north and west Georgia overnight. A cold front is moving in, bringing showers and storms across much of the state. But the greatest risk for severe storms stretches from the state's north and western border to as far east as Atlanta and just south of Columbus. I'm Sophia Salaby for GPB News.